Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Is This Going to Cause an Argument? It is me, Angela Tudamore Tanksley, and to my left is my husband. Please introduce yourself and all your AKAs.
Big Marcus Tank in the house.
Oh, yeah. You switched it up just because
you
I said something.
You are way too loud in life. In general, but in my ear right now.
Okay, well, turn down the volume.
Testing. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There we go. All right, so before I start, if you all are listening to this podcast for the first time or watching this on my channel for the first time, please make sure you click the subscribe button, whether it be below the video or in iTunes or in SoundCloud. Please follow us. We upload every single Wednesday, even if it's at 12 midnight. It's getting uploaded, okay? So please make sure you press subscribe. Also, you can follow us on all of our social media channels and platforms. Marcus has several, but the only one that he wants to make public is Periscope. You can follow him at Big Marcus at 2782. And then I have all the other social media platforms. I have Periscope, which is That Chick Angel. Twitter and Instagram are both Angel the Actress. Facebook is That Chick Angel. And then, of course, YouTube is That Chick Angel TV. And then I Snapchat. I don't know what I'm doing. I just Snapchatted just now, but if you want to find me on there, I'm on there. That Chick Angel, all one word.
AKA Tank Talks, AKA Low Cut with the Goatee. Go ahead.
Yeah, Marcus does have a segment on my channel, That Chick Angel TV, called Tank Talks, that you can get on Saturdays. It's tips and advice. Right now he's doing a car series, but he's going to move off of cars and then start doing other stuff like liqueurs and fashion and everything else.
I'm doing fashion?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Why not? It fits
right
into, you
so
know.
So fashionable.
It fits into future endeavors is what I think.
You're right. It does.
See?
Y'all don't even know.
Yeah.
They need to know soon. I got to get my LLC and everything. Go ahead.
Okay. So we had a lot of people request for us to tell our story and how we met. And we feel like we've told it several times.
Nine times. Not nine. Maybe seven.
It's been three. I'm sure of. Three times we've told our story. Yeah. But, you know, we have new listeners. We have new subscribers. So if they want to hear it one more time, we'll let you hear it one more time. So this starts back in Lexington, Kentucky. I had graduated from the University of Kentucky, and I needed a place to stay because I had been evicted from my apartment with my best friend, and I was living with her mother. She had moved out.
The first of many.
Shut up. She had moved out and moved in with her boyfriend, and I was still living with her mother, and I was like, this is not a good look. And turns out Marcus's older sister, she went to the University of Kentucky with me. Now, me and her weren't friends. We kind of knew each other. We had mutual friends, and actually her other roommate was a friend of mine, and they needed a third roommate because their third roommate originally backed out because the room was too small. She wanted a bigger room, and I was like, I'm all for small rooms because that small rent, I only paid $275 a month.
I wasn't paying nothing.
He was staying in my room. And they didn't have living room furniture.
That was my host op.
And he's serious.
I'm dead serious.
They didn't have living room furniture, and I did, so it was perfect. So I moved in, and that is when I met Sonya's younger brother, Marcus.
I'm smiling.
So our rendition of how we met each other is different.
This is a Valentino Tarantino movie.
He's talking about Quentin Tarantino. That's what he calls Quentin Tarantino. Yeah. Valentino Tarantino.
Showing everybody's different perspectives.
So tell your perspective of where we first met, and then I'll tell the truth.
Angel try to act like I'll get to that part. Anyway, like she said, my sister and one of her friends had this nice apartment in Lexington, Kentucky. I don't even remember the name of the place. Anyway, so they had this place and they had a third room that wasn't rented out yet. So like I said, it was my pit stop area when I'm, you know, running around town doing my thing as a young man.
Get to when you met me.
It was so much better before I
did. Shut up. They know they had there was an apartment. I already explained it.
So one day I come over there. It's been a couple of weeks since I went to my sister's house. So I get over there one day. I don't know if it was morning time or what, but
it's morning on a Saturday. Go ahead.
Look, see, wide open nose. still wide open. Look at it.
Whatever. Go
look
ahead.
Look how she look at me. Yeah, so I knock on the door. I used the key every now and then. I didn't have my own. I would just sometimes take the spare that they had. But anyway, knock on the door. I'm used to my sister or the original roommate answering the door. And I walk on there. Hey, what's up? What's up? We just start kicking or whatever. Well, this time, this moody chick with thick glasses answered the door. And she's like, who are you? I'm like, I'm Marcus. Who are you? He's like,
go ahead.
I don't too much remember after that. I just like walked on in, hollered at my sister, like, who's that chick with the Coke bottles on her face?
Okay, so let me go ahead and interject of the details that you missed.
Yeah, I don't remember.
He knocks on the door. I do have on my rather thick glasses and my pajamas. And I open the door.
Right, yes, pajamas.
And he says, hey, and then walks right past me.
Oh, yeah, I did speak. I'm always a gentleman.
You did say hello. Because I opened the door. I said, hello. You said, hey. And you walked in. And I was I had never seen this person. I did not know who he was. And he just walks into the place that I'm paying rent at. And I was like, who are you? Because that's what you would do. I don't care if you were cute. You don't just...
Yeah, that's my older sister's roommate. Just in case y'all know, Angel's older than me.
Yes, I am.
Way older.
Whatever. Cool. I am not even a full 2 years older than you.
Close enough.
Whatever. So, yeah, I was like, okay. Oh, it's Sonya's younger brother. All right, I got it.
She's like, okay.
He did ask about me, though, because...
I was like, who's that chick with the thick-ass glasses and attitude?
It wasn't just who's that chick, because Sonya wouldn't have mentioned... my brother was asking about you. She wouldn't have said it like that if it was just...
You don't know Sonya, do you?
Yes,
she
I do.
She tried to sugarcoat it because she didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Anyway, when he shows up and I see him, I'm like, oh, God, I cannot be walking around with these glasses on. I did not have any of my contacts with me. And I literally was just moving in. Like, I hadn't been there for a full week yet. I was still moving my stuff, and I had to go back to my best friend's mother's house to go get glasses, my contacts.
Them glasses made Angel's eyes the size of periods at the end of sentence. That's how they was thick.
I got LASIK surgery. My glasses were really thick. I was darn on the 20/20 scale. I did not even exist.
She was
on
legally
that scale.
Blind.
Now I was not legally blind, but I couldn't see.
You had the wrong doctor.
Shut up. So I had a boyfriend at the time. So
and I didn't care. Never have.
So me and him, like,
he was a flirty little banner going back and forth. She was in the wrong because she had a boyfriend.
No, because I never overstepped the line.
That's what line? I mean,
who
decides where the line is?
What I mean by that is
because he could be sitting in there, I wouldn't care.
Our conversation never left appropriate
playful banner.
No, it was always like he'd say an insult and I would insult him back. It was never like, why don't you holler at me?
No, she would insult me back with little giggles.
No, I would get him back. No, I wouldn't always. That's the reason why you liked me, is because I could give as hard as you gave.
Yeah, I knew you liked me.
So, yeah, he would come over to the house all the time, and I surely would. If he came, I didn't care if my boyfriend was there. I'd leave him in the bedroom and come out and be like, so what you doing over here?
With them little ass red shorts on.
Yeah, you remember
she
the
had
color.
On these shorts. They were short. Her ass was hanging all out the bottom. How you gonna walk through the house? I thought I know she ain't having mom before I walked through his door.
One of the times I didn't, but other times I did. Yeah. I was just like, that was when I was in my good shape.
Purposely turned and walked away.
Mm-hmm. And he was watching, which I knew he was.
That's because you had your contacts in that day.
And I remember one time when I was still living in Lexington, I ran into him at a club. And
It was the time before that. No, it was at the club. Yeah. We ran each other a few times.
Yes.
Before we actually started talking.
So I had on a hat. This is when my body was right. I had my stomach all out. Now you remember?
Yeah, that was a rough night. Go ahead.
My stomach was out. I had on these tight little. 4th of July. Yes. So, you know, I was celebrating my birthday. I had on this crop top. It was very J-Lo in some Python pants. That's what they
looked like. No, snakeskin.
Yes.
And so I know how rats used to put them on back in the day, all tight.
Yeah, I was a rat, but my body was nice.
Was. You a rat.
Oh, you are an ass. Yeah. What you are. You're an ass. Anyways, I'm out on the dance floor, and lo and behold, this tall, slim, because he was skinny. You hear me? I had to put some meat on this man.
Hey.
He was skinny. He came up, and this is when.
Slim with the tilted brim.
And he's one of them. He's a rat, too. Look, our son is over here laughing at us. He's a rat, too, because he had a towel around his neck.
Hey, it's, like old, it's Lexington, hood Kentucky. Boys. It's humid as all get out. It's like 90 degrees out there. Everybody was sweating in the club because I took that same towel. I'm a player stuff. Took that same towel and wiped the sweat off of you.
Yeah,
did I not?
Yeah, wiped it off my back. Wiped it off my back.
Then once asked where old dude was.
So we danced, and so I got to find out, oh, he can dance, and he got to see that, oh, this chick is, she's got it. What? Yeah, we danced hard.
I just planted a little seed. There you go. You can take that with you.
Whatever. So I ended up.
And I was like, y'all, hey, I told my boys, hey, we got to hurry and get up out of here.
Why?
Because Lex is way too small.
Oh, you thought.
Who was that?
Oh, you were dating somebody at the time?
No, I wasn't dating. It was close enough.
Oh, I didn't know this. Who were you talking to?
Who wasn't I talking? I don't know. Who was
that? You said it was close enough, so it has to be somebody specific.
I don't remember who. I just remember it was like three of them in the club at night, and you added.
Well, we weren't talking.
Yeah,
so
I know,
wasn't.
But I was planting seeds.
So. Whatever. I mean, I wasn't going to be offended. I would have been like, I got a man, so.
You ain't act like it.
I got a man. It's my birthday.
Uh-huh, with your hips all squozed up against me.
Down
head.
Squozed up. So anyway.
You was twerking all on me.
That's how I dance.
Yeah, I was ready too. In case I had to turn around and knock him out.
Whatever.
I don't know, dude. Go ahead.
Anywho. So fast forward. I moved to California to start grad school. And when I first moved out here, I would visit home often. So I got to go home. Actually, before that, you remember when we saw each other out in the park?
Yeah, that's what I thought you was about to talk about.
Because
you had that big old hat on.
Yeah, because I
burnt. Angel wears these umbrella hats. Like, they're the size of real umbrellas.
No.
And they cover her face up. You can't see none of her face. And her and her friends think that's cute.
Well, I had to wear that hat that day. Because I had just cut bangs. And I curled my bangs. And I burnt my forehead. It was the burnt mark was bigger than a quarter. It was like a half dollar burnt mark in the middle of my forehead. So I had to wear a hat. Like a Mary J. Blige hat is what I called it. To kind of cover up my face. And he was at it wasn't at a park, it was in front of one of the dorms at UK. Why he was at UK, I don't know, because he did not go to UK. He did not go to the University of Kentucky.
I stayed on campus.
So he was out there, and I go because it was like a kind of a Greek thing. So I know some of my Delta sorors was out there or whatever. So
Deltas and AKAs, that's probably why I was there.
So he was surrounded by a lot of girls majority time he was there. So I didn't say anything to him because I was just like, one of these girls might be his girlfriend, and I'm not trying to have no chick roll up on me like she's stupid and I have to hurt them. Right. So, and by this time I'd already moved to California. Me and my ex-boyfriend, we had already broken up. So my best friend Nina was like, you should roll up on him and be like, what's up between me and you? And I said, girl, I will throw up. I've never been that like bold chick that I'm just gonna walk up on a dude and be like, holler at me. So what I did was my cute angel thing, which was go up and say, so you can't speak? And he was like, who is it? Because my hat was so big, he couldn't really see my face.
Take both hands and lift up the hat.
Yeah, and I made sure he didn't lift it off of my head so he didn't see a burnt mark. And he was just like, hey.
Hey, what's up? Gave a little hug.
He gave me a big
nice
hug.
Nice long hug,
yeah,
too.
He gave me a big old hug, right? And
again, and, expecting to turn around, have to knock dude, where he at?
And Nina was like, you should have said something else. I was like, girl, no, because I really didn't know if he had a girlfriend, and I wasn't trying to be. I wasn't going to embarrass myself and him be like, oh yeah, I'm dating somebody. And then I'm like, so you have a good day. So I just left it alone. So I go back to California, and then I come back in for a visit. And this was at the end of my first year in grad school. And I ran into his sister and his mom and dad and his family at Cracker Barrel. Not his dad.
It wasn't
your daddy. It was your mama and some other folks.
He's probably home cutting grass.
And again, I had on my thick glasses. Oh, why do I keep doing that to myself? And Sonya was like, you know, Marcus has been asking for your number. And I was like, why didn't you give it to him? I'm thinking, have you lost your mind? And she was like, well, I told him you're here. He's on his way. I was like, ah, dang it. So I had to run into the bathroom, put my contacts in, and then sit at the table. I told my family, I was like, look, Sonya's little brother's
coming.
Don't
y'all be your usual sales.
I was like, Sonya's brother's coming. This man is fine. Pretend like I looked like this before he got here. And so my family, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm at the house. We had a bachelor pad, me and two of my boys. So we was at the house. I think that Friday night, we must have had a big party. We must have, because I remember waking up, there were people asleep on my bedroom floor. There were people asleep in the hallway. Somebody was knocked out in the bathroom. I remember getting up, stepping over people, because my sister called me. I'm like, yeah. She's like, what you doing? I'm like, asleep. Why? She's like, we up here at Cracker Barrel. I'm like, all right. Y'all order food? I'm already thinking about food. Y'all order food? Well, Angel's up here, and she was asking about you. You should probably come up here and see. I'm like, alright, I'm on my way. I hung up, jumped up out the bed, jumping over people. I ain't brush my teeth. I just put mouthwash, toothpaste in my mouth, swishing around, throwing on clothes. Like, jetting up out the house.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I get there, whatever. I'll go out straight over to my family. I speak. She's like, you know, she's over there. So I walk over there, speak to everybody. Angel, just like she's smiling.
I was grinning.
This time I could see her face with the head on. I only saw bottom teeth.
Shut up. But what was so funny is my family was trying not to laugh because I was pretending like I didn't know he was in the restaurant. So when he came up behind me and tapped me on my shoulder and I turned around, I was like, oh, hey. My family was just, they were trying their best.
Everybody sitting there with the same smile and big cheeks.
Yeah. Because they were seeing him for the first time. So they were just like, oh, yeah, he's nice looking. Yeah, that works. So after Cracker Barrel breakfast, like we had a little bit of a conversation before he sat down to eat with his family. But afterwards, he walked over to me, put his arm around my shoulder and was like, how long you here for? And I was like, a few days. He was like, all right, well, I want to take you out before you go home. Go back to California. And I was like, okay. Now,
my family's all in the mix. Like, what's he about to say to us? So they standing shoulder to shoulder with us.
Right.
So it's looking like I'm asking her to go out with us as a family.
I was like, I don't know if this is a date or if we're just kicking it with his fam.
Now they smiling with the big cheeks all in our face.
Oh, yeah. His mama had the biggest cheese on her face. It was hysterical. So I had to call him like a couple of days later to ask, like, why did you ask me out? And his response was, I have been wanting to ask you out for a while, but it really wasn't appropriate before. And I was like, oh, okay. I just wanted to know.
Silence. Where are we going with this?
No, it made my day. Our dogs are barking.
He's trying to kill something.
I know.
Get him. No mercy.
So we went on our first, he picked me up on my first date. And
she ain't used to a gentleman. She ain't even gave me time to open up the door for her.
And he was like, no more, ever
again.
Yeah,
that's like, you ruined the first time. I pull up, about to get out. She just hops right in. What? Don't touch my door handle.
And my hair was all braided up, all cute. He took me to the movies. We saw Born Identity. Was that the first one?
Yeah.
We saw Born Identity, and then we went to Rafferty's.
So you better get that right.
I always get confused if it's Rafferty's or is it Max and Irma's? What's the other restaurant? Yeah.
Max and Irma's been gone. It's Rafferty's.
I remember I ordered some fish because that's all I ate at the time and some vegetables. Anyways, that meal was really nice because I got to find out when that he had been liking me for a while. Like, I got to tell him the story about seeing him in front of UK's campus and what I had wanted, best friend was wanting me to say. He said, if you would have said it, I would have pushed all them girls down by the face. Right,
excuse me, honey. You ain't talking about it. Excuse me. Get your ass out the way. Excuse me. Yeah, you let me know you was feeling me too.
Yeah, no.
By all the little game I was throwing at you, you was actually liking. Remember there was a picture of me on the mantelpiece.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my God.
On a mantelpiece above the fireplace, and one day
this was at the apartment that I used to live in.
Yeah, the apartment, and was your picture? My picture was leaning against the angel. One of your angel figurines.
Yeah,
because
I used to collect
angels.
Yeah,
and so she must have moved it, so I put it back. She was like, "Don't be propping it against my angel." I was like, "I think she likes it."
I think she likes me is what you said. Yeah. And I was just like, let me walk away. He's knowing my business. So after that meal, he's like, well, you want to go back to my place? And I was like, yeah, sure. And that was right when Usher had came out with his Confessions album. Yeah,
I had it playing low, just real low. You don't play it to overshadow the.
And he was playing.
I'm teaching y'all some game right now.
He was playing the song that I told Nina. I said, now, if he plays this song.
But let me tell you, on that Usher album, I'm going to tell you how much. I ain't going to give y'all too much of my history. But the Confessions album, the first half of the songs is about cheating, lying and cheating. So you skip past all that and hit straight to that, I think it was number 12, All In Is Love songs. So that's where I purposely started. I was like,
I said,
turn
now,
it down a little low.
If this song starts playing in the car, this is what I told Nina. I said, I might have a hard time resisting this man. And it was.
Yeah, she had a hard time.
Shut up. It was, that's what it's made for. That is my Usher's jam. That's what it's made for. Pause this. That's what it's made for. You know I got it, and we gonna. I can't remember all the words, but that was my jam. That was the. Oh, you want me? Well, I want you. So, anyways, we go back to his place, and we watched. What's the movie?
Underworld.
There you go. We watched Underworld.
Nah, Underworld was playing.
We didn't watch.
I had a nose. Look at that nose, wide open.
No, we didn't do any hanky panky.
That's
how you caught a girl. Yeah, no, wide open. We didn't. There was no hanky panky, but we kissed, definitely. Yeah, on the black couch, and talked, and he showed me stuff that he had made in college. Because you were already out of college, right?
I was already working.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, that's right. Got me a working man. So, where the night took like a huge turn for me was he showed me this wood carving he had made, and wood burning thing, and it was like just a piece of wood, and he made a picture of a tiger. Was it a tiger or a wildcat?
Tiger or a bear? Oh no! It was a gold. There was a gold.
No! It was the burning. It was the burnt thing.
That was a bear.
Okay, a bear.
It was
thought
like
it was,
walking through the water.
I thought it was the face of a cat.
The gold flake scratching was the tiger.
Okay. Anyways, he signs all of his stuff, MAT. Now I'm going to rewind really quickly to when I was like 12 years old. When I would write any type of like creative writing about what my future would be like, there were certain names that I said I wanted my husband to have. One name was Gregory, which that's obviously not in my husband's name. Another was Marcus. And then the other was either Anthony or Antonio.
Antonio.
I even showed Marcus. There was a short story that I wrote about being married to a man named Marcus Antonio Taylor. So you hear that, Marcus Antonio Taylor. I'm looking at his wood burning, and I see MAT. So I know Marcus Tanksley. And I was like, what's the A stand for? And he was like, oh, my middle name is Anthony. everything shut down right there in my system. He didn't even
I know, split in two.
No, I died really quickly. Heart stopped beating because I was just like, oh my God, I am sitting here on my first date with my husband. In my head, that's what I'm thinking. I was like, this is it. Like, oh my God. Like, if he, the only way it's not is if he dies before this happens. Like, so when I finally get home at like 2 or 3 a.m., it was really, really early in the morning. I literally woke my mother up. I was like, Mama! I was like, guess his name. She didn't get it. It took her.
Last week. Yes.
It took her to, because I was so adamant about these names. I just felt like men who were gorgeous had these names. That was it. My best friend Erica, as soon as I said his name, she was floored. She was just like, no! So, our first date, I ain't gonna say that was what it was for him, but our first date, I knew. I was like, this is it. He's the one. Like, he's gonna have to really jack up a lot for me to be like, no, I was wrong. I was like, this is the one for me.
And I knew that. That's why I jacked up a lot.
So, we dated long distance for the last 2 years that I was in grad school. And we didn't start really getting serious until that January.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to play it cool. I was like, you know, we could talk to other people. You know, just keep me in the loop.
I was like, yeah. Absolutely.
Keep me in the loop. You know, if you get serious with somebody, just let me know.
Trust me, I ain't been serious in a long time.
Because I was trying to keep talking to this dude that was back in California. I was going to try to do some bi-coastal pimping. I'd never done that before. I was like, Angel, I was always a serial monogamous. Yeah. So I was like, yeah.
If you told me your plan, I'd have been all for that. Yeah. I'd be your in-town boo.
And I was going to let him be my in-town boo. But I flew him out there that October, and we had a great time. Mm-hmm. That's when I took you to Mexico.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah. So we dated long distance.
You remember the party?
At your house?
No. I think we went to the same place in the weekend. Is that when you got drunk?
Yeah, that was that same summer.
Yeah, that same weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, that same week, because I was supposed to leave after our date. I was supposed to leave the next day, but it went so well.
Everybody
I was
just like, everybody she knows talked to him to stay.
They were like, you need to stay. You need. So I stayed longer because I didn't need to go back to school yet for like another two or three weeks. So I was like, yeah, I'm
staying. The first time you told that story and you wasn't all like, oh, he act like I wasn't really fit. You always downplay your.
No, I feel like you downplay the fact that you were feeling me.
I know I was feeling you.
Okay.
I say I was feeling you.
Typically,
no,
you're
but
like,
typically you be like, no, I was just like, I mean, he was cool.
We'll look back at the three. You'll see. I was smitten with you. So we were at another UK party. Why he was at the University of Kentucky, I don't know, because he did not go there. So we went to.
Luckily for you, I was there.
I know. Thank you.
So calm down.
I'm just saying you were there all the time.
Because hoes wanted me there. I aim to please.
Because you hoe. So we were at this black and white party. He was there already, not wearing black and white. He was wearing red.
Purposely.
So I had on my best friend's black outfit. And I knew he was going to be there. And the reason why I decided to go. And this is, I was not even a drinker. This was probably the first time I'd actually really drank. And so I took it too far. I had drunk way too much.
Yeah.
But I was like, we going to this party because I'm going to see if he's up on any of these hoes. I'm going to see what he's really like. And so, sure enough, I go to the party. And I'm like, hey.
And she called me at the end of the party. No. Was it at the end of the party?
It was towards the end. It was still some time left.
Yeah.
And we were dancing up against the wall.
That's when I was flexible.
Yes.
I was agile. You don't even know all that.
But yeah, we dated long distance. We flew back and forth to see each other. We tried to see each other once every other month.
Something like it. Once
a month. The longer we would take for us to see each other, the more we would start to snap at each other and get in arguments about the craziest things.
Just ignorant stuff.
I spent one whole summer in Kentucky, and he broke up with me.
Yeah.
Because he said...
For 8 hours.
Yeah. Because he's like, he needed to get himself together first. I hate when dudes say that crap. I was like, well, you know what? I ain't going to be here waiting.
She wasn't going nowhere. You together yet? She needs some tape.
I was like, you ain't never going to be together if you ain't got me. That's what's up. I'm that glue. Keep you together. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, we only broke up for, it was 24 hours. It was at least a day. It was so painful. I was so mad. I was just like, really? Everything was going beautifully. He was just like, I feel like you're the one, definitely, but I need to get myself together. I was like, what? I don't even like to talk about it. It hurts my heart still.
They want to hear how we met.
Well, I'm bringing it together.
You're skipping two, three months later.
What do you mean 2-3 months later?
Or a year, whatever it was.
It was. I'm jumping. So I thought he was going to propose to me at my graduation.
Numerous times she thought I was going to propose.
Graduation is the first one.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. And then I think we saw each other on my birthday, and it still didn't happen. I was just like, and he had already planned on moving out here to California, and I never wanted to live with my boyfriend. I never wanted that to be something that I did. I was a good Christian girl. And so,
that's a lie.
And so I was like, look, if we're going to have to live with each other, I at least need to be living with my fiance. Can that even be a thing? And so I came home to Kentucky for a visit for New Zion Day because he wanted me to, you know, be around his family and meet his family.
Some of them. Some of my family.
And so I know. So he tricked me, took me to this really nice hotel. And by this time, me and you, I think we're celibate. We went through a period of time where we weren't. And then we were in the period of time where we were celibate. But it made it really...
We had a test drive. And it was like, all right, this will work.
It's a work. So, like, it was... It would be really hard, though, because we wouldn't have seen each other. And it'd just be like, oh, God, I want you. So he takes me to this hotel. And he's like, I'm going to go get cleaned up and everything. And so I'm laying on the bed, like, just waiting for him. Like, where he at? And then he comes out of the bathroom in this really nice linen suit. And he had dropped accidentally a hint about proposing to me in a linen suit. So I knew what was happening as soon as he came out of that bathroom. I lost my ever loving mind. Running all across that bed.
Yeah, this heifer didn't say yes till the next day.
He's like, you didn't even say yes. I'm like, you couldn't tell I was saying yes? Like, you needed that word?
All you gotta do is say yes.
All you gotta do is yeah, he said some really nice stuff to me about feeling like he was meant to take care of me.
They don't need to know all that. They don't need to know.
They want to know it, though. They need to know you have a heart sometimes.
They don't need to know it either.
So 11 months later, we got married after that. 11 months later, we got married. So we only lived in sin with each other for 11 months out here in California. Yeah.
I mean, we still wasn't sinning.
Yeah, so we were celibate for 14 or 16 months. Yeah. Would you recommend that for anyone?
No. I'd say you should. No, I shouldn't, but yeah, I don't recommend it.
So we got married on July 14th, 2007. In Lexington, Kentucky, but we made our life out here. And it's been cool. It's been, like, I feel like the long distance really helped us get to know each other. And then moving in together, we really got to know each other.
That I do recommend. You don't marry somebody and not live with them first.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't recommend.
Because when you don't live with somebody, you can always get away. Once you move in and you're married, you can't go nowhere. And you need to be prepared for that.
You can leave.
Exactly.
You saying you can't get out of the marriage?
But why? You don't understand.
You're saying why get into the marriage? But I'm saying if living with each other is the breaking point, then y'all should have.
Yeah, why? You can avoid that.
I feel like you will already know. You don't have to live with the person to know that. That's what I feel. I do feel like you already know before you move in.
I found out some things about you, which I knew before.
Oh, well, you didn't. You still would have married me because I am the business.
Mm-hmm.
You would have.
It's a business trying to.
You would have married me with all of my flaws, because the things that aren't flaws are amazing. I married you knowing you complain all the time.
You make me complain. I ain't complaining as much.
Don't nobody. Well, air makes you complain.
Look at this.
Air.
Yeah, it's too brisk.
All right. If you all have any questions about our relationship that you want us to answer, or how we became Mark. Women, when did you know you were going to marry me? Because that's what they're going to want to know. I can tell you that right now.
I don't know. It was one of them trips. I can't pinpoint it. I really can't.
You can't.
When I think back, I'm like, oh, I always knew I wanted to marry you. But then, yeah, I don't know about that.
So what was your impression of me after our first date?
I liked you. I mean, yeah, you was definitely special.
Aw.
Yeah.
No, that was really sweet.
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember during one of our breakups, you had said no. One of our breakups. That's the way I put it. We only broke up once.
I'm like, it's like I had to think back. Like, damn, what else?
It was during one of our rough
patches. Stare off to the left.
It was one of our rough patches. I remember you saying something about how you felt about me, which was long before we got engaged, but was when I knew I finally had you hook, line, and sinker. Where it something that your father said about knowing if the person is the right one. And I can't remember. Something about light poles. This is what your daddy said. Anyway.
I don't tell him what the hell he done said.
All right, guys. So we're going to wrap up this episode of Is This Going to Cause an Argument? If you all have any questions for us, please use the hashtag ITGTCAA. You can either use it on my Twitter, which is at Angel the Actress, or right under this video if you're watching it on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV. Or you can leave it on Marcus's Periscope the next time he periscopes. You can leave him a little, you know, write him a little something and he'll answer it then and there.
If I see it and read it quick enough.
Or you can leave the question on my Facebook, which is also That Chick Angel. We'll hopefully get a good video up for you all. The video cameras keep stopping, but we're going to make it work just for you guys. Thank you so much again. Check us out next Wednesday. Make sure you subscribe. Like and share. Anything else for the people, baby?
Nah. All right. Y'all take it easy. Be easy.
Bye.